Question. How does good to great apply to companies that are already great? I suggest that they use both good to great and built to last to help them better understand why they are great, so that they can keep doing the right things. As Robert Bergelman, one of my favorite professors from Stanford Business School, taught me years ago, the single biggest danger in business and life, other than outright failure, is to be successful without being resolutely clear about why you are successful in the first place. Question. How do you explain recent difficulties at some of the good to great companies? Every company, no matter how great, faces difficult times. There are no enduring great companies that have a perfect, unblemished record. They all have ups and downs. The critical factor is not the absence of difficulty, but the ability to bounce back and emerge stronger. Furthermore, if any company ceases to practice all of the findings, it will eventually slide backward. It is not any one variable in isolation that makes a company great. It is the combination of all of the pieces working together in an integrated package consistently and over time. Two current cases illustrate this point. One current case for concern is Gillette, which produced 18 years of exceptional performance, rising to over 9 times the market from 1980 to 1998, but stumbled in 1999. We believe the principal source of this difficulty lies in Gillette's need for greater discipline in sticking to businesses that fit squarely inside the three circles of its hedgehog concept. Of even greater concern is the clamoring from industry analysts that Gillette needs a charismatic CEO from outside the company to come in and shake things up. If Gillette brings in a level 4 leader, then the probability that Gillette will prove to be an enduring great company will diminish considerably. Another troubling case is Nucor, which hit its peak in 1994 at 14 times the market, then fell off considerably as it experienced management turmoil in the wake of Ken Iverson's retirement. Iverson's chosen successor lasted only a short time in the job, before being ousted in an ugly executive suite battle. One of the architects of this boardroom coup indicated in the Charlotte News and Observer, June 11, 1999, page D1, that Iverson had fallen from level 5 leadership in his old age and had begun to display more egocentric level 4 traits. In his heyday, Ken was a giant of a man, he said, but he wanted to take this company to the grave with him. Iverson tells a different story, arguing that the real problem is current management's desire to diversify Nucor away from its hedgehog concept. Iverson just shakes his head, wrote the News and Observer, saying it was to get away from diversification that Nucor became a narrowly focused steel products company in the first place. Whatever the case, loss of Level 5 leadership or straying from the hedgehog concept, or both, the future of Nucor as a great company remains uncertain at the time of this writing.